day.
America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you spent it with the kids, with your buddies, just hanging out and watching some tube. Maybe you kicked back just a little bit earlier in the evening and watched the Emmys. Maybe you could care less about the Emmys, because who likes award shows anyway? And you watched some football. Maybe you were watching the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. It was the unveiling, so to speak, with a big national audience watching anyway, of Jerry's Palace. Over $1 billion to build the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. They set an attendance record, but did anybody nail the score? Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll tell you if anybody did do exactly that and walked away with the big prizes from ATN. Speaking of big prizes, I guess some of the Sunday swirl, at least many of the talk show hosts, the TV heads anyway, when it came to David Gregory or my pal Bob Schieffer on CBS or any of the others, CNN, etc., George at ABC, all of them had the same interview. It was an Obama-thon as he visited five different shows, Sunday shows, except for Fox. How did Fox feel about being shunned? And what really is the scoop with Fox and the White House administration? Chris Wallace has some thoughts on that. He was on O'Reilly's show. We're going to let you hear that also a little bit later in our version of America Tonight, or this version of America Tonight anyway. But first, right off the bat, of course, everybody asked about health care, this coming off the heels of Senator Max Baucus unveiling his version of health care reform and the push to get it passed. What were Obama's thoughts on what's out there now, and ultimately, what should the bill include?
My focus is on some core principles. I have to have a plan that is good for middle-class families who we know last year ended up saying a 5.5% increase in their premiums, even though inflation was actually negative on everything else, that have seen a doubling of their premiums over the last decade, that are less secure than ever in terms of the insurance they can actually count on, and more of them can't get insurance because of pre-existing conditions, or they changed jobs, or they lost jobs. So it's got to be good for them. Now, the principles that we've talked about, making sure that there's an insurance exchange that allow people to buy in and get health insurance and negotiate as a big pool to drive down costs, making sure that we have insurance reforms that make sure you can still get health insurance even if you've got a pre-existing condition, and cap out-of-pocket expenses and so forth. Those core things that make insurance a better deal for American consumers, making sure that it's deficit neutral both now and in the future, making sure that it's driving down health care inflation so that we can actually deal with our long-term budget deficits. Those are the core principles that are critical to me. And I actually think that we've agreed to about 80% of that. If you look at all the bills that are coming through all these committees, the key is now just to narrow those differences. And if I don't feel like it is a good deal for the American people, then I won't sign a bill.
All right, so how about that? Obama's saying, you know what, if it's not good, if it doesn't include my core principles, which he just went through the litany of them for you, then he's not going to put his John Hancock on anything. It's interesting because House Minority Leader John Boehner said that the health care plan that Obama is pushing, that he's been pushing on these shows and previous to that, is dead and will not pass. He was on Meet the Press just as Barack Obama, the president, was on Meet the Press. You just heard a little snippet of David Gregory's interview with him, by the way, when he explained how he felt health care reform should look. Boehner said, look, there's been no bipartisan conversation on the Hill about health care, period. You know, end of story. And he went on to say, when these big government plans fail, and they will, the Congress will not pass this. It's really time for the president to hit the reset button, which is what Obama is saying there, basically. I won't sign it if it doesn't work. So now you've got the Republicans saying, hit the bloody button. Press the button already and end this nonsense. And that's what Boehner's saying. He's saying, stop all of this. Let's just start in a bipartisan way, and let's build a plan instead of all this that Americans are going to support. And he was asked again and again, so you really think the plan's dead? And he said again and again, I think it is. I think it's gone. It's done. I mean, Boehner rejected the idea that the, quote, tone of the debate over health care reform had gotten out of control, which I agree, saying instead that it's been a spirited debate and that more Americans have been engaged in debating health care reform than in any other issue in decades. We know this, but I think it's, as I've said many, many times on this show, this is the tip of the iceberg. People are frustrated, frustrated with the government and what's happening on the Hill. They're frustrated with their representatives. And so this was what tipped everything over. It just knocked the dominoes and sent people scurrying. Yes, some of them said crazy things at the town hall meetings, but when you got down to it and you really looked inside some of the town hall meetings, of course, whenever any kind of controversy bubbled up, it was covered naturally. You know, we're all rubberneckers, and so people wanted to see the best of the wrecks. But there were people that made very good points against what was being crammed down our throats originally, because we wind the clock back to July. Remember, push, 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 get this thing done. Americans need health care. 45 million people are uninsured. This is ridiculous. This has been decades. We've been debating this. We need this to happen. And it didn't happen. And the bottom line is, I agree with John Boehner. I don't think that it's going to happen. I don't think this version will pass. Certainly not bipartisan. It won't. There is always the chance that they can ram it through. There is always the chance that you can just say, forget it, let's just go with the Dems. But in the end, that would be a very, very bad move, I think. Hey, did anybody notice this? Driving around today, actually Saturday, most of the car lots are closed on Sunday, but I noticed that for the last month or two, it just seems like I see all these people driving around with new cars, and I'm assuming clunkers has something to do with it. Now, I think it was a botched program, and we know that many of the dealerships haven't gotten their checks yet. But what's interesting is I could feel a slowdown, at least in Dallas I could, because this is part of where we're based here for America Tonight. And it's been, I guess, about a month now since clunkers ended. And, man, July and August, it was like they were, you know, giving hotcakes out for free at the IHOP, and people were lining up, and you could see people just all around the dealerships every time I drove by anything, whether it was a Honda dealership or anything else. But I've noticed now, especially this weekend, I think I really noticed it, that you didn't see quite the crowds that I had seen for the past couple of months. Wonder how that makes the sales folks feel on the lots. Cash for clunkers. We still didn't get all our money. It's really making me furious. We really need that money. We're out big time. But at the same time, there was a buzz going on around here. Yeah, they offered people $3,500 up to $4,500. I don't know anybody, though, that got $4,500. In a nutshell, about $65 million worth of vouchers were supposedly handed out during the month-long program that ended July 24th, right? But that pretty intense business now has significantly dropped off. And that's just one area that we're talking about, by the way, with that number. Overall, of course, the government ended up paying about $3 billion toward the purchases. But from the start, cash for clunkers was destined not to be a boost for sales for the year. Stay with us. More to come.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Oh, what can you do to keep your money safe? It's funny, I just ended our last segment on cash for clunkers and how now it seems like the dealerships are dead and people are still waiting for checks from the government and concerned about that. Joining us now, Ben Levy, and he's going to tell us, we hope, some ways that we can keep our money safe. He is the CEO of Young Money Magazine. I love this because I say this all the time. You got to start young. You got to get people in tune to things that they need to do. And why are people not financially literate? Why? Because in so many cases, it's part of our incomplete education. I think it should be part of the core curriculum. I'm not kidding. Starting from when you're a kid, I'm saying, you know, first grade and up, and then there's not a problem. Then heading into life, you're armed with better opportunities, I think, to help yourself and not rely so much on other people. Ben, thanks for hopping on America Tonight with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What I just said there, do you agree? Why is it so important for young people to get finances? Why is it so important for them to understand what all the 401ks and CDs and what you can do with your money and what you should be doing? Why is that important?
Well, it's just like anything else, Kay. It's a matter of forming the right habits so that you are better prepared to face any challenge you will face in the future. And, you know, the right habits take time to develop, and one class and, you know, one high school class or one middle school class is not going to form that proper behavior that you need to carry you through life. And with Young Money, we try to provide not only education, but we try and change behavior and give you some tools so that you will be better off long term.
All right, what do you think for younger adults, what do you think the biggest problem is when it comes to their finances? Is it pie in the sky? I'm just, you know, 23, I got out of college, my future's bright, I'm going to end up making, you know, XYZ, so if I want to run up my credit cards a little bit and live the high life, it's okay?
Well, I think that that's certainly part of it, and I think it seems so easy to get a credit card, and it is very easy to get a credit card when you're 18 or 22, and now at least the government has stopped credit card companies from predatory practices on campus, but they do. They get these credit cards. They're very easy to get, and then they have student loans, so they come out of school. They're making maybe $30,000 or $40,000 if they're lucky, and they're behind the eight ball. Most of them have to live at home or share, you know, if they're lucky, they can share, you know, some sort of situation with friends and maybe reduce their expenses. But many students are coming out and they're just upside down, you know, right when they do feel the way that you just described.
So, okay, so you're starting out, you're trying to teach a lot of people, like you said, get them involved, take control of their finances, all that sort of stuff. So let's say somebody is just dipping their toe in this. How can they start to invest? What can they start to do right from the get-go?
Well, I think that anyone who's thinking about investing should always talk to a financial planner and see what's right for them and their goals. But I think more importantly, they should be considering how much of what they do earn they should be putting away. And a real good safe number is, you know, at least 10% of your take-home pay you should be putting away either in something safe or something that you feel will be long-term, whether that's an equity in the stock market, which I probably wouldn't recommend for long-term investing, more likely a mutual fund, but make sure that you're balanced, and I'm sure that a financial advisor could lead you in the right direction as to what specific purchases you should make.
All right, you talked about debt. You get out and you're upside down. You had to pay for school or pay for part of school, or you're going to med school, law school, or there's a zillion different scenarios out there, as you know, Ben. What are some of the things that someone can start to do to get out of debt instead of, you know, they're looking at this big number? How can they chunk away at that debt?
Well, the first thing you should do is you should write down all of your debts. You should make sure that you put them in order of the highest percentage rate that you're paying on that borrowed money. And we actually have developed a program with another company called Payoff Live. You can find that at payofflive.com, where it helps you actually do that so that you're paying off the highest percentage rate debts first, the right time in each month, so that you can get out of debt as quickly as possible and not have to face bankruptcy or paying huge dollars to get debt counseling or debt consolidation, which more often than not isn't even helpful, and you wind up paying just as much in interest that you would have paid otherwise.
Yeah. Tell us about, you have a thing called the Young Money Challenge. Tell us about that.
So what we've done, because we've been struggling with how can we make young adults take the right behavioral steps so that they are better off in the future, not just educating them. So what we've done is we've partnered with national companies to bring different incentives to young adults who come to our site. They take a 20-question financial literacy challenge, and if they do well, which we make sure that we give you all the information you need to pass, then we give you, say, $25 in a newly opened brokerage account so that you can start investing your money, or $25 in a new savings account when you open that savings account up. There's a lot of other tools and other incentives there for young adults. And even for some older adults, because not everyone knows, you know, even doesn't matter how old you are, not everyone knows as much as they should about money. And it's a really great challenge. We have gotten a lot of great positive feedback on it so far.
Yeah, and how long has this been going on, the Young Money Challenge?
We launched it on September 1st, and it will run until December 31st.
All right, so everybody pay attention to that, because you want to go and you want to certainly sign up for this. And as Ben said, you know, really any age, it's not, you don't necessarily have to be just 22 years old. Hey, your road to starting Young Money, tell us what led you to Young Money and then initially being one of the guys who invested in it and then becoming the chief executive officer.
Well, for me personally, I came from the internet world. I did done a lot of online marketing, and I worked in the mortgage business, generating mortgage leads for businesses online, as well as the student loan business. And so I heard the horror stories. And after some years of that, I just decided that it was time to do something positive. And as I looked around for what I could do that would make a more positive impact and really help young adults out so they wouldn't be behind the eight ball, I found Young Money and joined the team, and we have done our best to be a really good, positive educational outlet and provide the tools, and we have tons of calculators on our site to help people make sense of their finances. And so that's, you know, that is our mission.
And on your website, too, you've got You have everything listed. I like the website. You've got mortgage, debt counseling, for example, health insurance, auto loans, different places you can click on and find your way through, right?
Yes, and what we do is we try and break it down. So, and we don't just talk about personal finances or financial literacy. We talk about careers, and we talk about entrepreneurship, and we highlight people who are going out on their own, and they're trying to figure things out. You can learn a lot by reading other people's stories, and so we try and cover some interesting folks out there who are making it happen on their own, kind of like you, who are an entrepreneur in the radio business.
Right.
We think those are really exciting, positive stories that can inspire people who are, 20-something and trying to figure out their life.
Yeah. Have you been surprised how much it's grown since you started it?
Young Money?
Yeah.
We're really in a good spot right now. It seems as though, you could talk about things for a while, and then somehow, the worlds just collide and the stars align, and here we are. The country is facing debt from top to bottom, from, private entities to government entities, and we're just at the right place at the right time, and I'm glad that people are sitting up and taking notice and we can be a part of it.
Ben, here's what I like. You had a poll on your site, and I think it's still there. Which is more important for young adults, financial education or sex education? Proud to say that the people who took this poll picked financial education, I guess, 74% anyway. And then you had like 26% that said sex education. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, and what's funny about that is that sex education is mandatory in more high schools across the country than financial education is.
I know. Crazy, crazy. Hey, Ben, good luck with youngmoney.com. And people can go to youngmoney.com, take the financial challenge, of course. Check out the website. It's really, really good stuff. I encourage a lot of people listening to please go there because I think you'll be able to help yourself a lot with the tools that Ben puts up there. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Youngmoney.com, and that was young Ben Levy who really did put together an excellent, excellent site. They even have market quotes, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and all that sort of stuff, and then links to the Facebook and Twitter and whatnot and careers, as he said, and personal finance and investing. And you don't have to be in your 20s to go to the site. But, hopefully lessons learned. If you are listening to me, you're in school. I know there are younger people that listen and you just got out of school and you're out there kind of floating around in the sea trying to figure things out. Key thing, get that debt down so you don't have it hanging over your head when you get into your 30s and 40s and, beyond. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, and that's going to include a mix-up of what happened actually in the Emmys, I know. Hey, occasionally we talk about television on this show. Stay with us.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
America, time for odds and ends. That means we cram a whole bunch of things in that we think are interesting that I want to make sure that you know about. Because in some cases, we've talked about it before, like Gaddafi. You know, I went off like a top on the whole I'm going to go to Jersey and stay in Jersey thing after the Lockerbie bomber was released. Oh, compassionate grounds. I won't relive and rewind that whole audio again, but outrageous. Think of the dead Americans. The Pan Am bombing, and it's like a snub in our face. So now everybody's on the "we don't want Gaddafi" trail. Everybody is everybody is hot after him. Wherever he moves, whatever he's doing, in coming for that UN visit, nobody wants a part of it now. Since the Jersey folks said, "Forget about it, we don't want you here," and lo and behold, it worked, and he didn't go there. So now here's the latest thing. Agents for the Libyan leader, right, were talking about going to a New York townhouse. They were talking about doing a deal with a real estate broker. They approached one, and they actually tried to strong-arm this guy, apparently, for this posh townhouse on Manhattan's Upper East Side for his visit, right? So the broker basically told them, I'm serious, in these words, go take a hike back to the desert. They kept saying, what's the price? What would be the price? What would be the price? And no joke, the broker said, go back to the sand. Can you imagine? So, and they hung up and were screaming some curses at him or whatever. So right now, as far as I know, Muammar Gaddafi has no place to stay. He's trying to find a place to set up his Bedouin tent while he's in town for the UN General Assembly. Englewood, New Jersey said no. people all over New York are saying no, they don't care about the money. They're not interested in having Gaddafi in their backyard. Doesn't matter. I am very proud of people who have snubbed him, because often we hear that people just want to take the money, right? So in the case of Gaddafi, people are saying, no, we don't care what you offer us. We are not interested. All right, here's another odds and end for you. Although truly it's not an end yet. But NASA is saying that it launched a rocket in Virginia. It's part of an experiment. So now, this is the weird thing. Apparently, the blast might have caused dozens of people to report seeing these strange lights in the sky. Do-do-do-do-do. You know that. So the space agency is saying they launched this thing called the Black Brant on Saturday to gather information on, you know, the highest clouds in the Earth's atmosphere. Yeah, sounds like an easy mission, right? About the time of the launch, lots of people in the Northeast started jamming television stations reporting these lights. The calls came in from Boston, which was, what, about 380 miles from where it launched in Virginia. And what the rocket is supposed to do is create this artificial cloud. So they're hoping they'll get all of the information, the properties of clouds, and what occurs at high altitude. So some good information that they can use for research. But something set off these lights, or when people looked up into the sky, they saw lights, and they're thinking, you know what they're thinking. They're thinking spaceships somewhere, right? That's what they're thinking. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Bet you he didn't see those lights in the sky. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
You didn't see any strange lights in the sky, right?
No, not recently.
Okay, before, good.
Okay, before I talk about our subject, I was just reading an article in a paper. This is a high school in California. Starting quarterback is Joe Montana's son.
Right.
The wide receiver is Will Smith's son. And this really blew me away. The backup quarterback on the team is Wayne Gretzky's son.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's wrong with this picture?
Private school, lots of money, lots of famous people live there, and they want their kids to go to the best school, and they're all there, and their kids are famous athletes and actors and actors.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Wayne Gretzky's son playing football. I mean, like, okay.
Well, remember, he was raised in America. He was raised primarily in Los Angeles. I mean, they spent time in Phoenix, too.
Right.
But most of the chunk, because Wayne always has a place in L.A., so it was really in L.A.
Yeah, this is true. Anyway, I just got off the phone with Steve. There's a big thing now in Jerusalem that they want to build a parking lot, you know, for tourists and stuff, and they want to build it in a very Orthodox Jewish neighborhood.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what happened? They showed a picture in one of the papers just before Rosh Hashanah of a Hasidic guy, maybe no more than in his early 20s, going nose to nose with an Israeli cop, and he's calling him. Okay, he's saying, okay, have you ever heard the word goy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. He's yelling goy, goy, and then he's yelling, you know, something against God. You know, come judgment day, God will punish you for this. And I'm thinking, I remember they wanted to build a soccer stadium in a very Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. Demonstration, they changed their mind. Here, I think obviously the very Orthodox will not vote because some of them are not Israeli citizens. But I think if Bibi wants, you know, whenever the next election is, and knowing Israel, it's like, you and I change our socks. It could happen that if Bibi wants their, you know, whoever religious Jews vote, he better play nice. So you know what I told Steve? I said, let's call in Monty Hall. Steve's comeback was, who?
Who? And by the way, so everybody knows this, goy means non-Jewish.
Yeah. Sorry about that. And he's looking forward to that. In 3 weeks, he starts his master's program at Bar-Ilan University.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Tell him we wish him the best, obviously, from the show. And
by the way, your favorite CFL team, which is mine, I adopted it for you, won this afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I know I still owe you 2 pounds of smoked meat, so don't worry. It's coming. Just unfortunately, they cut my hours at work, so I sort of have to watch my money.
All right, we'll figure it out. Don't worry. We'll take an IOU on this program, no problem. Sam, stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. Continuing with odds and ends here on the program, I said that I would go down some of the Emmy lists in case some of you have a favorite television show, which I'm sure some of you watch the BoobTube a little bit. I do occasionally. Usually it seems sports or politics as would be the fair for me, but not always. I mean, there are some shows that I like, and I'm probably sure the shows that I like are shows that none of you would watch, like True Blood, which is, I know, it's a vampire deal that was new this year that came out on HBO, but I can't help myself, you know. It goes along the whole movie genre thing with vamps, so I like it. And then there's some other things, and I've mentioned them here and there on this show. But the thing is, because I have limited time, just like many of you, I always seem to TiVo something. So if I'm going to watch it, it's going to be, boom, cut out the commercials, watch it, you know, in a hurried fashion, because I can't, you know, I can't be sitting around watching for hours and hours and hours. I don't have time to do that. So anyway, we're going to jump to the Emmys in just a second. But one quick odds and ends that I wanted to mention. This is sort of a follow-up deal. Air crews are continuing to drop water on that wildfire that's still burning in that forest north of L.A. I checked with one of my friends about this, because you still have these dry winds. It's very, very hot there. I was talking to them today, getting up to in the 90s, almost 100. It's crazy. You know, this arson-caused fire started back on August 26th, 93% contained, 93% contained. Four helicopters dropping 80,000 gallons of water in these smoldering areas because they're afraid that it could still spark back up. It's not completely, they can't say it's completely contained. As a result, that fire destroyed 89 houses, two firefighters died, and about 281 square miles were scorched. Done. Yeah. Remember, there was another fire that started, too, and they had to evacuate people. So crazy stuff. They've had to deal with a lot in Cali. Here is the some of the winners for the shows that were nominated, or some of the people that were nominated. Scoring big for drama, Mad Men winning 3 Emmys. They had 16 nominations. One of them was the best drama series. That's obviously very, very, very big. They won big drama last year. Also best drama. That was big for them. 30 Rock, best comedy. And that was huge. Glenn Close won for best actress. She stars in a show called Damages. And let's see, Bryan Cranston, there's a show called Breaking Bad that's got a lot of critical acclaim. He won. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Some of you have actually brought up Jon Stewart recently for some of the stuff that he said. He got 2, one for writing, and another one, too, for the best overall show in that same category. For what it's worth with reality shows, I'm not a big reality show person at all, but I do know what The Amazing Race is. And they won for the 7th straight year. Of all the reality shows, it's not the kooky. You know, it's a little bit more straight and narrow. Not as kooky as, I guess, some of these other shows are. And a lot of people are into watching people go all over the globe and, you know, trying to find the clues and all that sort of stuff. Alec Baldwin, I'm sure not a favorite of most people listening, won Best Actor in a Comedy Series for 30 Rock. 2.5 Men, if anybody watches that. John Cryer won. There's a show called The United States of Tara. Toni Collette won for that. And these, of course, are comedy awards. Also winning, if anybody watches Lost, Michael Emerson from Lost, Cherry Jones from 24, Christian Chenoweth from Pushing Daisies, Grey Gardens won a whole bunch of Emmys, 5, including one for one of the stars. And the host of the show, Neil Patrick Harris, is a huge favorite of Matt Johnson, our technical director here on America Tonight. I was surprised to learn that. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, more from Obama's Sunday Swirl.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Later on America Tonight, if you stick around for our 4 fat hours of the show, I got to tell you about this. This is interesting. Somebody sent this to me. Glenna Wiseman, thank you for doing that. But she wanted me to know that Big Boy, Bob's Big Boy, is celebrating a birthday. You know, the chunky Big Boy in front of the restaurants. He has like that sort of cherub-like face, the Elvis-style hairdo. Right? 60 years that restaurant has been in business. Do we have some applause from the studio audience? They're pretty lazy tonight. They haven't even gotten up once to applaud. There it is. We don't have the big budget of Jay Leno where you have the secret applause signs. We just flat out tell them when they're supposed to get up and applaud. Okay, so what's interesting is this is a big deal, actually. Bill Nye, you know, the crazy science guy, because this is a big thing, 60 years, he's going to be there on Thursday, September 24th at one of the very first big boys, and he's going to unveil a 26-kilowatt Canadian solar photovoltaic panel system at the ceremony, whatever that is. I need to find out more about what that system does, okay? He is the science guy, though, so I'm thinking it's probably something pretty cool. How many people have eaten at Big Boys? This was a good way to top off and drag into the next segment, the odds and ends. When I went to school at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, they had a Big Boy, and I like to say it was the hangover crowd's favorite place to go on Saturday after a wild Friday night, or Friday if you didn't have classes, after a Thursday night on the town, because you'd see people shuffling along in there in those sweatpants. You know, the hair was kind of combed or back in a hat, but they were wolfing down massive amounts of food at Big Boys. Did you ever eat at Big Boys, Matt?
Bob's Big Boy? I have never had the pleasure of doing that. I've been to, you know, Jack in the Box, In-N-Out Burger, Carl's Jr.'s, but never a Big Boy.
Yeah, it might not be. It's probably only in certain areas.
I know it's big in California, because when I go out and visit my relatives that lived out there, I see the guy, the same Big Boy guy that you're talking about. I know exactly what it is, but I never actually ate there.
Yeah, it's very big in California, but it's big around different parts of the nation. Like I said, in Ohio, where I went to school, and in and around different cities in Ohio, still pretty big. So I think it depends. It's one of those restaurants that will pop up here and there, and I don't think there's one particular area that seems to get it more than the other, and it's just one of those restaurants that's one of the traditional restaurants in certain places. You know, it's like Jack in the Box. People will talk about Jack in the Box, but that's sporadic too. Or one of my favorite burger places, and unfortunately only California that I know of, and I think Nevada too, In-N-Out Burger. Awesome burgers. If you ever travel west, my friends, go to In-N-Out. I think it is the best fast food burger, bar none, honestly. Well, he at one point went out for burgers, remember, with his vice president, Joe Biden, but he wasn't getting any burgers this morning. He was doing the talk show circuit thing. He was everywhere, the president of the United States. And, of course, the main deal is the selling of health care. That's not a secret. To get people to buy into probably sort of this latest version of what's been thrown out there by Baucus, which, by the way, the GOP is saying, you know, forget about it. We're not interested in any of what we've seen so far. So will this work? Did anybody get anything from Obama's one message on five different programs? A lot of people thought, I was listening to some of the analogies of what trying to compare it to what other presidents have done, and sort of put it in place. Obama appearing everywhere, of course, sans Fox. But five programs, one giant message. And the main thing is the insistence that insurance will be affordable. One thing that was discussed with George Stephanopoulos, and Stephanopoulos went after him about this whole tax thing, which, of course, is what I always say. Can you really tell me that Americans aren't going to be paying one more for coverage, aren't going to get taxed out of their heads eventually because somebody's got to pay for this somehow? So between CNN, NBC, CBS, and Univision, on ABC, on that appearance, he kind of got into an interesting back and forth with Stephanopoulos about the definition of tax.
I don't think I'm making it up. Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Tax, a charge usually of money imposed by authority on persons or property for public purposes.
George, the fact that you looked up Merriam's dictionary, the definition of tax increase, indicates to me that you're stretching a little bit right now. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gone to the dictionary to check on the definition.
Well, no.
I mean, if what you're saying is...
I wanted to check for myself, but your critics say it is a tax increase.
My critics say everything's a tax increase. My critics say that I'm taking over every sector of the economy. You know that. Look, we can have a legitimate debate about whether or not we're going to have an individual mandate or not. But
you reject it.
I absolutely reject that notion.
You know, it's interesting, though, if when you listen to what he said with Stephanopoulos there, because this is not what we're hearing at all. If there is a health insurance mandate, I mean, that's basically, right, the same as a tax increase. And what Obama's saying is, I've said, if you can't afford health insurance, you certainly shouldn't be punished for that. But that's not at all what's being proposed. We've gone over this backwards and forwards. In Baucus's bill, they said it again. If you do not, if there is mandatory health insurance, you will have to pay. If you do not, at a certain point when the year it kicks in, you will have to pay a fine. Whether you're a single individual or a family, you can't refuse to not get the health insurance. So, and you know, and Obama said, for us to say that you've got to take responsibility to get health insurance is not a tax increase. What it's saying is we're not going to have other people carrying your burdens for you anymore. It's a tax increase. It is. It's a tax increase. I mean, please. Yes, okay, if you want to swing it that way, you know, and spin it that way, yeah, sure, telling people you have to have health insurance because we're not going to pay for you if you're going to be, if you're going to have some emergency and you have to go get health care. Too bad, so sad. So no, we're taxing everyone. It is a tax increase. It is absolutely a tax increase. If it is mandatory and your government is saying to you, you have to do this, kind of like auto insurance, but a little bit different because you can get away with it if you don't have auto insurance. Plus, you don't have to get big time coverage, particularly if your car is old and you're really covering yourself against collision, other people hitting you, let's face it. So, but if we're going to make that analogy, supposedly mandatory auto insurance, then you're saying the mandatory health insurance is mandatory. The word mandatory, you have to have it or you pay this fine up to $3,800. Can you imagine? I cannot afford health insurance because I got to pay my mortgage and I got to pay the light bill, or we're going to be freezing in this apartment, this house, this whatever. You know, some people, it's not I'm going out to have beers with my buddies. Some people, it's I can't afford this. I have baby formula. I have to take a bus to get to work. I have X amount of dollars, and I'm trying to stretch it as much as I can, and I'm not completely irresponsible. This is all I can make right now, and I'm looking for a job. I didn't have massive credit card debt. I just do not make enough money to make ends meet, but I'm trying to go to school part-time, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. I mean, again, there's a million scenarios out there. So he was wrong in what he said. He is definitely going for a tax increase. Spoke to everybody but Fox News Sunday. Just an omission. I guess frustration, maybe payback by the White House. I don't know. But they decided to stiff-arm Fox once again. If you have any comments, thoughts, etc. on America Tonight, flip them to me at americatonight.net.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!